Members of Congress say they want to see the records of any contacts between Vice President Dick Cheney and Halliburton, his former employer. Halliburton faces more questions about its role in rebuilding Iraq, and Congress is inviting the company to respond to the questions raised by investigators at a hearing yesterday. NPR's Kathleen Shawks reports.
Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown & Root is the largest private contractor in Iraq. It stands to earn up to $18 billion there. But charges of favoritism and war profiteering have dogged the company from the start, and longtime critics like California Democrat Henry Waxman believe they're onto something.
We know more today than we did 3 months ago about how the administration has mismanaged the contracts to reconstruct Iraq. And what we have learned shows that the problems are even worse than we thought.
Waxman wants to know exactly how KBR landed a no-bid contract to import fuel and restore Iraq's oil fields. The White House and Pentagon officials insist that the choice was made by career civil servants.
But we now know that simply was not true. Halliburton was selected for the oil contracts by political appointees in the Bush administration, and the vice president's chief of staff, Scooter Libby, was personally briefed on the contracts before they were issued.
Waxman also charged that KBR has squandered taxpayer dollars. In addition to providing fuel, KBR feeds, houses, and delivers supplies to U.S. troops. It gets reimbursed for its expenses and keeps a percentage of what it bills as profit.
A former convoy commander told us that Halliburton removed the spare tires from its brand-new $85,000 trucks. And if one of the trucks got a flat tire, Halliburton would abandon or torch the truck. Can you imagine that? Halliburton's approach to fixing a flat tire is to buy a new truck.
Investigators from the government testified before the committee and backed some of Waxman's accusations. They confirmed, for instance, that the Army saved 40% on the cost of meals in Kuwait when it stopped using KBR as a middleman. And they said the military personnel who were supposed to oversee huge contracts and ward off abuses often had far too little time and training. Republicans like Mark Souder of Indiana said some of the criticism is unfair. Souder says it's not easy to economize in a war zone where contractors are in constant danger.
They're getting beheaded, for crying out loud. They may not be able to stand there by their vehicle if it breaks down.
And Pentagon officials at the hearing insisted that Vice President Cheney played no role in steering work Halliburton's way. They said his aides knew about the no-bid contract but didn't tell the vice president. Committee Chairman Tom Davis, a Republican from Virginia, chalked some of the scrutiny up to election year politics.
I'm not new to politics. I understand why others feel the need to say the word Halliburton as often as humanly possible. But we have more than just one contractor in Iraq, and lives are on the line.
But lawmakers from both parties agreed on one thing. They want documents that the Bush administration hasn't handed over. Chairman Davis agreed to subpoena these if necessary. He also agreed that whistleblowers, including former Halliburton employees who were not allowed to testify yesterday, would be invited to the committee's hearing next month. Kathleen Chalk, NPR News, Washington.